Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable panel for this Wednesday, the 6th of July. Very nice to have you with us on this day, and we have a lot to discuss. I don't know if you have been aware, but there's a lot going on in the news, so we thought we would talk about all of that today. A lot of great political news, and I mean great in the sense of good for us to talk about.
Right.
It will depend on your various points of view as to how great it is. Let me introduce the panel to you. WAMC's Alan Chardock is here. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, what do you put there?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Go.
Every morning, Joe pushes the microphone in front of me. I
appreciate
that.
I should
that,
learn
Joe.
To put it in before you.
Yeah,
speak.
You make a point.
Okay. Good morning. We are thrilled, but the director of the journalism program at University at Albany, Rosemary Armeo, who has been vacationing, is back, and we are thrilled she is back.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be back.
You went on a Viking cruise?
I did. We did a river cruise down the Rhine. I've wanted to do that since I was a poor college student and couldn't afford it, and it was magnificent, except I had no internet connection.
Oh, my God.
I have not been unconnected like this. Well, I think ever since the internet came in, and I got off of the plane and immediately was on my device.
Well, but don't they promise that when you go on
no.
the cruise?
They
warn you that it's satellite internet, yeah. So it's sporadic. But I did not think that meant 4 days being on. I could get maybe onto Facebook, which is some sort of fast connection, and I would so I could send notes. That's how my mother checked to see whether I'm okay. Mom, I'm okay, And then nothing else. I had a course that began this week, an online course at the university, and could not get the syllabus up online. It was very, very horrifying.
Part of the problem with them, because I went in last year, and it's limited, and the more people who are on it,
the worse it gets.
The worse it gets.
Do you use the syllabus?
Yes, online courses sort of require
it. Yeah, you have
it.
To do that now. You say, Alan, there's more.
And it's all done, much as I do week by week. But I couldn't get on long enough to
I will attest to the fact that you did not use a syllabus.
No, I had a syllabus. Everybody got a syllabus.
Well, you have to have
whether
one,
you
right?
stuck to it.
Yeah, I don't remember getting one.
So you're back. We welcome you back.
Thank you
very much. So you went from poor college student to now going on the trip, and you're in a poor adult.
Yeah, I'm now an adult in debt. Let's put it that way. I have to go pay for the trip.
You're like every other adult.
Libby Post is with us as well, political consultant, and nice to have you back as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
All right.
I can't even begin to tell you where I've been because I'd have to look at my calendar.
Yeah, and then we lose you again, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was in Appleton in Orlando. That's where I was.
There you go.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Orlando, I have to just say it. We went to Orlando. It was after what happened, but we... The amount of support for the community, the LGBT community in Orlando, was so wonderful and everywhere, even in bars in the airport. And it was just really great. We went down to the memorial and we went over to the center, the LGBT center. And, it's a
hurting
community.
Was that the purpose
community.
Of you going down there? No,
I went for the American Libraries Association convention. But let me just say, Orlando in June, not the best...
A little hot.
We went to Universal. I thought I was going to pass out.
Could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
All right, let's get to news of the day. FBI Director James Comey said Tuesday that his agency will not recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. That was the good news for the Clinton campaign. The bad news is he called Clinton and her staff extremely careless in handling classified material. The announcement was stunning both for the level of detail that Comey provided about an investigation that he ultimately believes should conclude without charges, and for the fact that the FBI director publicized his guidance before federal prosecutors had reached a final determination. He was about to proclaim that the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee should not be charged. Comey said officials at the Justice Department do not know what I am about to say. But he said he felt the American people deserved to know the details of an investigation that had dogged her campaign.
Now, let's remember, this guy's a Republican.
Yes.
Comey. And that he's...
It's almost 8 years or 10 years left, something like that, right?
There are limited terms post J. Edgar Hoover. They give them
I can't imagine why.
Terms. And every once in a while, they give somebody a little bit of an extension. But he has street creds. Mm-hmm. Because of who he is and because of where he comes from. But, Joe, I just wanted to take a little bit of an issue with something I think you just said. And that is The Justice Department, the Attorney General said, we are not going to supplant what the FBI says. So it wasn't as if they didn't wait till the Justice Department decided what to do. They already knew what they were going to do, which is take the advice of the FBI.
Right.
Here's my theory. I think Bill Clinton knew exactly what he was doing when he met Lynch on the tarmac.
I think
he did, because look at how fast this has come out. Mm-hmm. And Comey was doing incredible damage to Hillary by letting this linger. I think the whole Bernie Sanders lingering in the race has been connected with, you know, hopes that she would be indicted. I think that it helped to make this case that she's criminal, she's bad, she's a terrible patriot, all these untrue things. And now, before the convention, it's gone. And yes, the political aftermath, the political repercussions will continue. If Comey had just come out and said no charges and left it at that, so you then, still would have heard all the same stuff.
So, Rosemary, just for the sake of argument, that means that it's not gone. In other words, if it lingers, it's not gone.
Well, neither is Whitewater, neither is Benghazi. Right. When you're in politics at this level, it's just never going to be gone.
But there's I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, I don't think Benghazi can be compared to this. I think, in other words, Benghazi is, they tried. The American people didn't care. This they care about. And one of the
reasons.
And one of the reasons they care about it is because she admitted she did wrong.
But at least she admitted it. At least she admitted it, which the majority of these people, you don't hear George Bush or Dick Cheney saying they made a mistake about Iraq.
Two wrongs do not make a right.
Here's the whole thing.
The thing is this. He said that she was careless. He did not say she was a liar.
Extremely careless.
That's the difference.
She didn't say she
misled.
And she didn't
what did she do? That's the whole
the
thing.
She did exactly what her predecessors did.
Exactly. We're talking about, now we're getting all this emphasis that there were secret classified. Out of 30,000, they found 110.
That's a
minuscule amount. And what was in it? What was the security? We don't know, because I don't think it was major.
You are such an unabashed partisan.
I am. Look, she's been treated unfairly.
I'm going to vote for her, but I think there is a residue here. I think the New York Times blasted her. The Washington Post blasted her in editorials. Who are you?
Who am I, Rosemary Arman? I just have one opinion, that's all I'm giving.
And it's always pro-Hillary, and you don't think it through.
This is not thoughtless. And you may disagree, but it is not thoughtless. The real thing she did is something that I, as a journalist, hate. By avoiding the official server, she skipped out of freedom of information laws. If I put in a request for her of correspondence, I would not have gotten it. That is wrong. It's horrible. It was a mistake. It's something that Madeleine Albright and Colin Powell also did, and I thought it was wrong. But American people really don't care about freedom of information. As a journalist, I've seen that over and over again. But to paint her as someone who gave away secrets, who compromised American security, that is just so over the top and crazy.
I have a lot to say, but Joe, you were going to say something before.
Well, I just wanted to get to...
So we get it straight while you're waiting. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the other critics are wrong, right?
They're not wrong. What are they doing? They're saying she did something that should not ever happen again. I totally agree with that.
This was a felonious statue.
It was not felonious.
She's been cleared of the felony.
Then let's bring Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Madeleine Albright back and charge them as well.
She did exactly what her predecessors did.
And I don't get by the two wrongs don't make a right argument, because that's really too simplistic.
You guys are the nattering nabobs of
Hillary-ism. You know, Alan, give me a break.
Thank you, Spiro. Yeah.
Right.
The real issue is that this whole thing has been on the edge of an issue that is not decided. What's classified and not is very much up in the air.
Not according, it is.
We can't even agree on whether she said classified information or not.
Not according to the FBI.
The FBI set out its measure. It's not universally accepted. And the way the State Department runs also was not clearly laid out, as we know from Colin Powell and from Madeleine Albright. So that this whole thing has crystallized problems, that's great. And going forward, and you're not going to see this problem.
And let's not forget that this all came out of the fallacy of Benghazi.
Yep.
Okay, so this is the quote that I wanted to read. There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about these matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation. Why would that not give you pause?
Because it's all on probability. He said there's no evidence her system was hacked, but it might have been. Well, much more secure systems than the State Department's have been hacked. So that's reasonable to me. And she has admitted as much now. At the time, was it clear? No, I don't think so.
John wrote she did it to avoid public scrutiny.
That is the real problem.
A sentence ends when somebody puts a period at the end of it. She did it to avoid scrutiny. Don't minimize it, Rosemary. Having said that, to my mind, this settles the score from the election and the Supreme Court helped George Bush steal. It's from John. Okay. No one, says Ethan, is above the law. Hillary Clinton lied on many counts. No one should be above the law, including the Clintons. No one forced Democrats to vote for a criminal. Vote Jill Stein. This isn't about emails. This is about national security, in capital letters, being put at risk to hide Clinton Foundation
details. Right, and Jill Stein has absolutely no cred when it comes to dealing with foreign leaders, so give me a break.
And also, above the law, she went through an FBI investigation. That is right. Being subject to the law. She has been cleared of criminal charges. She was subject to the law.
These people, and her specifically, have been targeted to the point of no return because she's a woman, because she's a powerful woman who knows what she's doing. She doesn't back down. She doesn't apologize for being a powerful woman, which is what a lot of people want to have happen.
General Petraeus was a woman also.
No.
General Petraeus
knew what he was doing.
He also pleaded guilty.
Right. Yes. He knew that he was giving his girlfriend top secret information. He did it willfully. He knew it.
With
and
intent.
So the people who have been testifying, like Huma,
yeah,
Aberdeen.
And others have said, I believe that Hillary knew what she was doing too, and that if she had been counseled, it made her people nervous.
And she knew what she was doing and was not sending information that would endanger anybody.
Oh, not according to the FBI?
The FBI did not find charges, Alan. That's exactly what they did find.
No, they shook their finger at her. They said nobody had ever been prosecuted for something like this. But they didn't say that she was guilt-free.
There were 60,000 emails. 110 sent in 52 chains contained classified information when it was sent. 2,000 in retrospect, and then 2,000 were retroactively classified. We're talking about less than 1% of what was sent. And I, you know, does this say everything that she did as Secretary of State was bad, undermined our democracy? What's the problem here?
I'll tell you what the problem is. What if one, not all of, not 160, but one of them was a secret that got to the absolute inside of the workings of the State Department, of our assets on the ground, or any of that stuff? You know that would be wrong.
No evidence it ever happened, though, because she did know what she was doing. She didn't send information.
There was
like
160.
And if she had, you can bet Republicans and Comey would have had it all over the news.
Well,
that
he did
happen.
Have it all over the news. And
didn't
he was,
happen.
And he was very concerned about the way in which security was compromised. And he made that clear. And I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Good. There's no other choice.
Comey confirmed that 7 of the conversations of the 8 email chains that were top secret, labeled as top secret, the highest level of classification, involved a special access program and were sensitive enough that a person in Clinton's job should have known they contained classified material.
Chris says she's been targeted. True. But it is strictly illegal to store classified information on an unclassified system.
Now, after everybody found this out.
Right.
Yes, now.
There's a statute.
After she was done being Secretary of State.
Tenure.
Give me a
over.
Break.
Right. I mean, to me, the most compelling thing, and again, I think she should have been on the state servers where we could have had access to them as the public. I firmly believe this. I wish that American people care about it, but they don't. But the worst, the thing that puts it in light to me is that her two predecessors, including one who is not of the same party, did not fault her.
Right.
That's amazing.
The other part of this is that the Republicans made this into a cause célèbre, and yet they're the ones who are cutting funding for security at
computers
at the embassies and in cyberspace for cybersecurity, and then they complain that she's not using these servers that are not secure because they're cutting the funding.
Go get them, Alan. Don't let those two Hillary apologists off the hook. Hillary knew full well what she was doing. This is not an inadvertent oversight. If any of us did this, we would be prosecuted tomorrow. Best regards. And that's from Jeff, but I don't...
That's baloney. The FBI had free rein under Comey, who was not sympathetic to Hillary and did not find criminal charges. And I don't think it was an oversight. I think Hillary did know what she was doing and made a mistake out of concern for privacy, not because she was trying to turn the U.S. secrets over to the outside world or to do anything else criminal.
If anybody,
she's paranoid. She's not criminal.
If anyone makes the assertion that she was doing this to undermine U.S. security,
that's crazy.
It's nuts.
Right? Okay, and Joe says, as a former federal contractor, if I had ever used the public email server to transmit even low-level, top-secret information, I would have been fired immediately, and I would have been lucky to ever find another job working for a federal government agency or contractor. Again, Hillary should have known better. She's the Secretary of State, for God's sakes, with a career in public service. You cannot say she had no idea what she was doing. No, I don't.
No. I think she knew exactly what she was doing, and it wasn't right. But it wasn't criminal, and it doesn't rise to disqualifying her for this office.
And John says, yes, thank you, Rosemary and Libby. It's crazy how sexism is in our blood, and we are unaware of it. Double standard. I just read it. Okay, so the important and basic issue of law here is intent. There is no means to prosecute Hillary unless they could find some kind of criminal intent. That is the part that so many people don't understand. To those who are knocking Hillary over the emails, might I interject the most cherished Republican hero, Ronald Reagan, Iran-Contra, read up on that scandal, which was so much more serious,
right.
Or JFK, another hero who had an affair with an East German Soviet woman while president, and people don't trust Hillary? Where's the fairness in that?
Or just Donald Trump, her opponent. Oh, my goodness. There have been charges against him, including ones ongoing now involving direct fraud, and we catch him in lies every single time he opens his mouth. Yet she has the unfavorable ratings as far as honesty. It's just extraordinary.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll continue with this. We still have to talk about the Trump response and much more, and your letters. We welcome them. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be back after this short break. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. So it can, I think, be generally stated that Hillary Clinton didn't have the best day yesterday, although I do want to talk about...
She had a pretty good day.
...with the campaigning with President Obama. So let's talk about that just for a second before we move on to Donald Trump, which is... would you, in hindsight, would you have moved that, or was it perfect timing, or would you have then said, maybe we'll wait for another day when this isn't in the news as much?
I think they made the right decision, and I think it's not that easy to change a presidential schedule. And whether you like her or not, isn't it great to have Obama back campaigning again? He's so good. Just listening to his talk, I loved it.
Well, and I said this to Ian as we were watching it yesterday afternoon, which was, well, now you can see why people voted for her over
him over her
the first time.
Oh, yes.
He is amazing when he's out of the stump.
That's right, and he exudes sincerity. He does.
He really does.
This is the right guy.
He will be missed.
And he trusts her.
Okay, so then...
That was a good message to send out.
And by the way, just to answer your question, Joe, I agree with you. I mean, I think the fact that, I agree with Rosemary, they couldn't have changed that because they needed the North Carolina thing to his appearance with her to buttress, you know, the negatives that were coming her way.
Now, I mean, 90 minutes unabated on CNN, that awful station. And the only reason that Hillary would have gotten on at all, other than the FBI scolding, was that she had Obama there. So they showed quite a bit of that as well.
But you weren't watching because you don't watch CNN.
No, I do not. I'm not watching CNN. I'm boycotting it since they
hired
Corey Lewandowski.
How'd you know?
Because I have friends who monitor it for me. I asked some questions. I reported it, Alan.
And it was in the newspapers.
All right.
I didn't see that.
So then you would think then that obviously, Republicans are saying, okay, this is great. We can go after this. And they sent out their candidate, and Donald Trump goes to North Carolina, the same state where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were campaigning just hours before. He goes out. He goes for 90 minutes. And the headline is somewhat on his charges against Hillary, but mostly the headline that comes out is the fact that he praises Saddam Hussein for his efforts in killing terrorists.
Yeah,
he does say that he's a bad guy, but in that goes on to extol the virtues of killing terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that becomes the headline, and also of great concern to many Republicans who say, you had the golden opportunity, you had the golden ticket to go to the candy factory, and you didn't use it.
Well, that's his, he always steps on it. He never is able to take the opportunities he has and turn them into something positive. He can't control his mouth. He can't control
it. And
it
has no effect. He still wins over all these people.
I get that, but still, you know, but I don't think that there's this great swath of, you know, the great unwashed that is going to come out to support him, unlike what Alan thinks.
No, I don't know that it will happen. I just know that the polls are all showing 50-50 now, and a couple are showing him winning.
Not last week. Yeah, last week, she was 8 points ahead.
No, that's a long time ago. That's 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Now it was last week.
Now it's 50-50 in many of these polls. And I am saying I know who he's after. He's after the so-called moral or silent majority, the ones who voted on the basis of xenophobia in Great Britain, and the same kind of voters here are being appealed to him. By things like by putting an anti-Semitic Jewish star on a thing and having it tweeted. We don't know who's coming out.
Also, one of the things that I noted right away when he walked out was that, and anyone can correct me on this, but the first time that I had seen it in a while, which is he went teleprompterless. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, and it was one of those. So we went back to kind of the rambling all over the place, no
undisciplined,
you
craziness.
Know, a lot of tangents and that kind of thing, which I know really, really irks the Republican establishment, who are saying, here are the talking points, here's what you should be doing, here's what you should be saying, and he's not buying that. So the question is, you know, does that then come back?
Joe, if you were them, I mean, it's so easy to understand it. They're on the other team. They've got the ball. They're going to do what they can to destroy her. And we all know that.
But I'm saying they could do more to destroy her. Yeah. And he's not taking that opportunity.
Well, you mean Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they think they know what they're doing. They think they're good Republicans.
Who's they?
The Ryans and the other guys. They think that they know what they're doing. You talked about talking points. They're doing the talking points.
Yeah, but he isn't following them.
Who isn't?
Trump.
No, correct.
He's doing whatever he wants because it's got him as far as it has, and he believes in it.
They don't like Trump, and they just don't like him. But they also risk alienating their basic constituency if they don't bash Hillary. That's true.
I have to say I'm looking at polls right now, and she's ahead. It's not 50-50. She's ahead.
But it's only by 5 points,
and I find that extraordinary.
I've got them 9.
I have them 9.
Yeah, they vary.
Rasmussen, yeah, they'll say that it's 50-50 because that's what they
want
to say.
No, they actually said he was ahead by 5 points a week ago. It's all over the place.
It's just extraordinary to me that she's not more ahead than she is in the polls.
Absolutely.
And that's scary. I don't believe polls. Brexit proved that.
It's a little early.
Look, the American people, do they know what they're talking about, right? So when they poll, they say, well, what don't you like about Hillary? Well, we don't trust her. We don't trust her. Based on what? Well, you know,
I don't know.
You don't know, but I do
know. Exactly.
No,
she's just
they
shady.
Don't know. They don't know. Well, it's just what Fox News
are
keeps
telling
me. Are
you sure? So you're calling them a bunch of idiots? You think the American people's judgment is wrong, that when you get somebody who says, okay, I'm going to take money to speak, and you know you're going to be a president.
Oh, please.
You're comparing. Yeah.
I suppose I can't finish this.
No, you can't, because it's enough.
Okay, we've heard it.
Okay, good, because that's fascism. When I
thank you so much.
It's anti-Semitism. You're Jewish, and we're telling you we don't want to hear it.
Well, you do.
We're
the
anti-Semites.
You do the same thing. As soon as somebody says something about Hillary, you say that it's only because she's a woman.
I don't say only. I say there's definitely a big element of that.
I see.
I don't think you do.
Okay, Tricia says, please, Alan, please, about five explanation points. These two, meaning you two, are talking over and you and Joe. When people interrupt to talk over each other, the conversation's hard to follow, besides being loud and rude. And that's Tricia in South Burlington.
Sorry to offend, Tricia. I will try to do better.
All right.
Me too.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll have more. Talk about other subjects as well. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from the Discovery Center, presenting an exhibit by the Quilt Guild of Del Mar, highlighting the plants and animals of the Albany Pine Bush, open through July 10th, albanypinebush.org. Field Goods, working with Hudson Valley farmers to deliver weekly subscriptions of local produce year-round to workplaces and community locations, supports small farms and healthy eating. Field-goods.com. Lake George Kayak Company, specializing in retail sales on Lake George since 1997, with kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddleboards. LakeGeorgeKayak.com. Every day is demo day. And the Green Toad Bookstore, Oneonta's independent bookseller, serving the local and college community. Book signings, book clubs, personalized service, greentoadbookstore.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning. We are talking about the FBI and their announcement yesterday.
I was just playing. I wanted to whisper something to Libby.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No,
it just
please.
Came over.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
It was just her mic, but that's okay. All right. So the question is, we want to go over to some.
It's sweet nothing.
Do you want to go through another break?
We'll pass notes and stuff.
All right, there you go. Let's go to some letters, and then we'll. I do want to ask the question about.
Okay, sure.
What do you think the news cycle is on this, Rosemary? Do you think that this will quickly be replaced by VP picks?
This. Are we talking about the
FBI?
Oh, no. I think that's going to be ongoing throughout the campaign. And Paul Ryan has just announced he's now going to host
hearings.
Yeah, congressional hearings, even though it's been said. It'll be just like Benghazi. What were there, 9 investigations into that?
Right.
All
that
reached
money.
The same conclusion. So
he wants to run for president.
Republicans who want to save money in the budget, here's where I would recommend a cut. But anyway, no, I think it'll go on and on and on ad nauseum.
And people will get sick of hearing it. That's the other part of this. There's a point where people just tune this stuff out.
All right. Let's go to the letters.
Okay. So, again, I want to point out the rules. The rules are
you get disqualified. Characters.
Yes, 140 characters, and you get disqualified if you insist on writing letter after letter after letter, because that puts you out of it. You get one. Okay. Enjoying the lively discussion. The only thing better would be if Rich was there. Even more stimulating verbal battles would ensue, and that's from Patsy.
Rich will be with us tomorrow, I should note.
Alan. We can't get this balance right between talking loud and over each other and spirited, which is rude, or is spirited battle?
Look,
I thought we had it today.
Look, there are different people who approach life differently. Mm-hmm. The sociology. In my house, if you could survive a dinner without somebody throwing a plate, good. Others think that would be the worst thing in the world that could happen. You see?
Not good for digestion.
Yeah.
Well, here we have two Jews and an Italian, right? We all
That's
know
right.
The table.
We all have come
what
from
was it
that
like
yelling
at your house?
Supper.
Very
tradition.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
We're scaring him.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so W says, Trump's missed opportunities to attack Hillary Clinton may not be due so much to incompetence as a concerted effort to show her candidacy as the better choice. The Clintons and Trump have known each other a long time. His insurgent candidacy for the Republican nomination may have been part of a bigger plan to pave Clinton's way to the White House. And that's from Bill Nonsense.
Wow, now there's a super conspiracy.
That goes back to Bill Clinton is behind all of this and pushing every single button, including getting Trump to run.
That's funny.
Okay. Thank you, says Joanna. The morning panel at WMC is my favorite show. I especially appreciate the views of Rosemary, Libby, and Barbara. Strong women are almost never heard on other radio stations. Keep on sharing your views.
Thank you.
Nice letter.
Yeah. I read them all, even when they're wrong.
As much as you hate to have to read them.
No, not at all. I take a little credit for having thought this all up.
Good. That's right. It's all you.
Well, it is. Joseph, voting against Hillary over this failure of our national security to prevent the carelessness purported by Comey would be based on failing to recognize that our security was and is unnecessarily in danger. The encryption and detection of secure computers and servers is obviously so poor that carelessness is even possible. Oh, boy. Hi, Hillary is not charged with real intent, but the part of the statute that implies intent because she should have realized the danger of a leak. Ladies, a bit more objectivity, please.
Objective? She was cleared of criminal charges.
Right.
That's objective.
It's okay. Called intent. There was no malicious intent.
Dean says, please tell me your point, Alan. You say Hillary does wrong things, but you will still vote for her. Is that your point? Yes, because it sounds like you're trying to dismiss her. Not at all. You take a look at the alternatives, and you know which of the alternatives you're going to vote for, and one of them, to me, is unthinkable, and the other is passable. What can I say? And Lynn's, here's the fourth letter from the same guy who I've just bawled out. Let's see here. I am a postmenopausal female who uses three different electronic devices for accessing two different email accounts to execute two different jobs daily. Sometimes I simply forget I'm on an email that all my superiors can read and see how I'm using such email at their will, leisure, in one job, and I cross over between the two servers constantly. Sometimes I simply forget that the one company is mega paranoid about the trade secrets might be stolen from them. I'm reminded every time we have a system-wide password change following any breach. Could it be that Hillary simply forgot? Stranger things have happened.
Is she blaming that on menopause?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah.
Right, okay. Right. That postmenopausal, there are many of us in the world.
You just forget and use the wrong server.
Well, you do forget. I mean, there is that, but
yeah, but if you didn't have them set up in the first place, you wouldn't have that problem.
Right. But just have color-coded phones
By the way,
tablets.
Can we retire the picture of her with the sunglasses looking at the BlackBerry? I'm sick of that picture.
I think that is appropriate for this because she won great goodwill with that whole series of memes of her in power and in charge. And now, of course, it's the very thing that
she's used against
hoisted
her.
On her own petard.
Right. Although she didn't start it.
No,
somebody
she didn't.
Else
but
did.
she took advantage. She sent presents to them. She was happy about that when it happened, and I loved it. So, yeah.
Okay, Alan is right, says John, in part. Hillary should have known better, especially after what happened to General Petraeus. But Libby and Rosemary are also correct. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has mentioned that this was 100-ish emails out of 60,000. Wait a second, nobody mentioned it? You guys didn't say that 14 times this morning?
Not 14 times, no.
Nobody has mentioned it. Sometimes I think somebody went to the bathroom or brushing their teeth or something was happening, because we say that kind of thing all the time.
The thing is,
I think he meant it wasn't being emphasized.
Right,
that
but
we're
comparing
like
it's just nobody but nobody.
But comparing this to Petraeus, Hillary was already out of office as Secretary of State when the Petraeus story broke. So you can compare it in terms of intent. You can't compare it in terms of the timeline.
All right.
I think it's a false comparison.
I do too.
What Petraeus did, he is a top military leader and head of the CIA.
There was intent.
And he gave secrets He knew her secrets to his girlfriend. Right. So there was personal gain for doing it. That's a lot different than what Hillary did.
What personal
and it
gain?
Was Trump.
She wrote
who
a book.
Was
she was going to write a book.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and he was getting sex from her. That's the favor. Here, honey.
That's what I was trying to get you to say. Okay. So, and you did it.
Okay, fine. She said it.
Fell
me.
Right into the trap.
It's not a trap. It's what happened.
I have a, could you read Elisa's letter?
Elisa. I'm looking for Elisa. I'm looking for Elisa. Should go back to the beginning?
Lisa. It's 9:52. Lisa.
9:52. I do not see Lisa. Oh, there she is.
There you go.
If Hillary is elected president, I believe that the hatred for women that society has will escalate, much like when we elected our first black president. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Love Libby and Rosemary. No, I do not think so. I think, in fact, Obama is now more popular than he's ever been.
Yeah, but blacks are not more popular in our culture, and that's what she's talking about. This will not be good for women.
The amount of racism that has been fomented, and Trump's rise has given voice to it. Mm. You know, the only reason why our government is as deadlocked as it is because Mitch McConnell and whoever was in charge, John Boehner at the time, were very clear that they did not want an uppity black man in the White House telling them what to do. And they were going to be as obstreperous as possible for his entire 8 years in office. And that is, it was all based on race. And this writer was absolutely right. Hillary becomes president. We're already seeing the rise in the sexist rhetoric, and we're going to see even more misogyny. We're seeing it locally. The woman, Sarah Nicoli, who's running for state senate, there's been horrible stuff written about her because she's a woman running against a man. So it's, you know, it's like we need to grow up, but we're not going to grow up because it's too much fun.
I am a strong woman too, says Ethan. Ethan? Oh,
no,
Lisa.
Lisa.
I'm a strong woman, too. And please tell Rosemary Libby not to tell me I don't know why I distrust Hillary. Hillary didn't make a mistake. She didn't care about national security compared with what she had to hide. And don't tell me, Libby, that there are no other choices for whom I can vote. I no longer need to vote for one of the corporate party candidates.
Yeah, go
only
for
if
it.
You want to have no effect, whatever.
Right. Just remember that the Supreme Court hangs in the balance.
Well, I agree with that. Let's admit it, says, let's admit it. We have two very flawed candidates that the country doesn't want. In a country of 330-plus million, this is our best political system could offer. It's obvious that the only candidate Trump can beat is Hillary, and the only candidate Hillary can beat is Trump. It's very discouraging.
We just had the most pumped-up primary season that I remember ever in my rather longish life. So I'm not sure that that's true. If there were other candidates, why have they not risen that we like more? I just don't believe that.
And Robert says James Comey, not only is he a Republican, but he's also one of the lawyers for the Senate committee that investigated the Whitewater situation.
Yep. He's got a long history of not liking Hillary.
Well, it may be, but I tell you, I watched him yesterday. I think he gave a balanced report on what had happened.
Well, you think that our own Preet Bharara gave a balanced report, too, and there are many, including his bosses, who disagree with that, Alan. It's what is the role of a prosecutor to decide whether there's legal charges or not, or to make political value judgments? And both of those prosecutors have done that.
Well, let me just respond to that. You couldn't be more right. I am a huge Preet Bharara fan. I think he's done the right thing. I think he's done more to clean up government in New York State than anybody I've ever seen. And yes, I don't know what you're accusing me of.
I'm not accusing you. I'm simply stating that you like prosecutors who get involved in the politics as well as the legal aspects of their cases.
Whoa, wait a second here. You may remember that the Attorney General of the United States said she was going to defer to the FBI.
Correct.
Puts him on the spot. He gets up there and he gives a full and robust report on what they found, who they investigated, and what they looked at. I don't think you can fault them for that.
I fault him. Well, I'm glad he had the right to do it. I think that she took the step she had to. I think Bill Clinton put her in a position where that's what she had to do. And he took advantage of that. His introduction, the way he laid out that speech, it's really masterful. You don't know until the last sentence that he's clearing her of the charges.
That's pretty
melodramatic.
It's true.
And the reaction by Republicans and even by Democrats who support her shows that it was very effective. So do I approve of it or not? I sort of like Preet Pharara too, and that his political views lean towards me. In this case, they do not, but I certainly don't abuse his right to do it that way. But I don't think it's fair and objective.
What, Comey? You don't think it was fair?
No, he used his platform very effectively for his own interests.
As he should have. He needed to show that the FBI was somewhat independent and did its job.
Right.
I was sitting in the barber chair yesterday, and I watched when Comey came on. Couldn't believe it. And I couldn't agree more with Rosemary. By the time the third snip of the scissors had occurred, I said, oh, my God, they're going to indict her.
She's going to indict her. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yep.
It certainly did not look good at the beginning. We were wrong.
Yeah.
All right. We are out of time. I want to thank everybody who wrote in. And if we didn't read your letter on the air, there's always tomorrow. We'll be back. it'll be Rosemary and Alan and Rich. And,
oh, no. I have to hone up.
Honing up.
Honing up on.
All right. We'll be back with more Roundtable after this.